we bring you our weekly reflection on the Sunday Gospel. It's delivered for us by Anthony Rosso of the Diocese of Leeds in England, currently studying at the Venerable English College here in Rome. Anthony Rosso is due to be ordained deacon in the summer. But before we listen to this reflection, Sean Patrick Lovett reads this week's Gospel for us.
Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, 'What are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear?' All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil."
Time now for Anthony Rosso's reflection. Stay tuned.
In today's Gospel, Jesus says something to his disciples which they probably found very uncomfortable and possibly annoying. In fact, nothing has changed in our own day because we also feel this way when someone tells us something that challenges our way of thinking or the way we do things. I bet most of us in the world today have been annoyed when someone has told us to stop worrying about something. During his first homily as Pope, Blessed John Paul II said, "Be not afraid." And despite such positive advice from him and other holy individuals, many of us still struggle with fear and anxiety on a regular basis. In the world which we all live in today, there are so many things happening and so much chaos that it's incredibly easy to start worrying about everything. Who doesn't worry? For example, a crisis may hit our family or a friend, or we might learn that a sickness is far more serious than we expected. Perhaps a marriage is in jeopardy, or a close friendship has fallen apart. During times like these, it is often the case that we ask, "Where is God? Has he forsaken me?" If we start to doubt God's presence or his ability to help us, it can lead us to worry, which then leads us to search for other means to alleviate the worry. It is easy to fall into the trap that if we have copious amounts of money, we'll have less to worry about. Some are so taken in by this false notion that they will do anything to make it happen. However, Jesus tells us that we can't serve two masters. Each demands exclusive allegiance, and gaining one will mean losing the other. The masters Jesus refers to in this gospel are God and wealth. If we choose wealth as the answer to all of our problems and worries, we will lose everything. Now, Jesus is not saying that food, clothing, and shelter are evil, or that we should dismiss these things from our lives. Nor is he saying that we should not make sure that other people have what they need to live. What Jesus is saying is, don't worry about what you will eat or drink. He says, look at the birds flying in the air. They go where there is food, and the Lord provides what they need. Jesus' point is that the Heavenly Father takes care of us too, since we are even more important than they are. anxiety arises from making something other than God our ultimate source of consolation and concern. Yes, it's true that we have to be prudent and prepare for the future, but it's also true that fearing the unknown gets us nowhere. It is a rejection of our trust in God to care for us. When we excessively worry and don't seek God, it basically means we're saying, "I've got a problem and I don't think God can handle it." However, in the first reading from today, we heard, "Can a mother forget her infant, be without tenderness for the child of her womb? Even should she forget, I will never forget you." God never abandons us, and no matter what we're going through, He will always be beside everyone who asks for His help. When we start worrying, it means we're thinking about how, "I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if I'll get through it." It is important to emphasize that worry is one of evil's greatest weapons. Worry will steal your joy, and it will steal your happiness. It can be so easy for us to become so worried about tomorrow, we can't live for today. We worry about things that may never happen. The believer's life is not to be preoccupied with material things, as necessary as some things are. Jesus therefore teaches us to replace our many mundane concerns with one goal. The believer's life is to be focused on seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. We must always look to God first. It's common for people to look for comfort in what the bank statement says, and for some, they go straight to see what the horoscope has to say. But the love of God is more powerful than all of that. God overcomes all the world's injustice, its poverty and hunger, its oppression and war, its alienation and domination of others. Each day has its own toil, its own cross, and its own joy. And each day of our lives is watched over by our God who loves us so much. We can only live in the present. We have to put our trust in God because what matters is the here and now. When people came to St. Padre Pio with their worries and concerns, he'd often say, "Pray, hope, and don't worry." We pray to God for help and strength, and we hope for what is to come. We must seek the kingdom, follow Christ, and He will provide. It takes tremendous courage to be a true follower of the Lord, to abandon ourselves to His love. But just as a toddler runs into the outstretched arms of its mother, we leap into the arms of the God who loves each of us as though we were His only child. The message Jesus gives us in the gospel is a gift, and as challenging as it is truly beautiful. For those of us who are prone to anxiety, learning not to worry is a difficult task and must be taken one day at a time. Daily prayer, receiving the sacraments, and reading the Bible are a good way to move forward. These practices can bring us peace, even in the midst of turmoil. They will also help deepen our relationship with God so that we can begin to trust in His plan for our lives. God is here for us. He loves us. And He can set us free from all of our worries and concerns, those of today, tomorrow, and for all of eternity.
Thanks there go to Anthony Rosso of the Leeds Diocese, currently studying at the Venerable English College here in Rome. Anthony Rosso is due to be ordained deacon in the summer.